What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 134 of Bedroom Drinking Podcast. I'm Dustin.
Yo, what up, everyone? It's Nate Dogg. We are back.
What are you doing?
What?
I don't know. It looked like you were about to type something.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just putting the cursor over there.
Oh, I see, I see.
Yeah.
We were out of town.
Yeah, it was a long, long trip. This is like a 4-day trip, and like, I don't know. I was in a car for most of it.
We were gone for 5 days total.
Yeah. A long trip back to Texas. It's like a really long drive, and I'm kind of tired of doing it.
I did it like 4 times in 1 year.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Literally like every other month I did it, like the second half of the year. That was gross.
It's actually, it's not really a bad drive when you actually are like rested for it, but both times I did the drive there and then back, I was going like on 3 hours of sleep. So, but we made it and it's fine. It was, I went to a wedding in Austin and it was pretty cool in this weird villa. It was awesome though. Very expensive. I think I looked it up on the website. It was like $7,500 just to like the base, like, to get it like booked for you.
Okay.
And then everything gets added on top of that $7,500,
like
the catering and the booze and everything.
Somebody got some money.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fancy wedding. Like, well, I mean, I guess it was a normal white people wedding. Like,
that is not a normal white people wedding. That's like a wealthy white people wedding. Not like a rich one. Okay, like a comfortable.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like a normal wedding. I mean,
it's like a wedding for people that like want people to go and be like, holy shit, this is a nice wedding. Because otherwise, there's no reason to have that expensive of a wedding.
I mean, the average cost of a wedding is like a lot of money.
Well, I mean, it depends like on...
$20,000.
$20,000? That is not average.
Yeah?
No. No way.
It's up there. It's at least over 10. I think my first one was going to be like over 10.
Oh. What the fuck?
What does it say?
Okay, so couples on average spend between $19,323 and $32,205, but 50% of couples spend less than $15,000. So the average is heavily inflated by people that just set money on fire for their wedding.
Okay. So we'll say around like $12,000.
I would say $15,000.
Like $15,000. Yeah. Well, that's probably usually about right. That sounds more like it.
But that has to include like everything.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's including, like, that's, like, what they end up, like, finally.
Like, everything that's
like, food, everything, yeah, stuff like that, everything like that, yeah. Because I'm sure, like, this one was way above, like, 20 grand.
I mean, I've only been to one wedding that would have been on par with the one that you went to. Well, because, like, if you get married in a church, you don't have to pay for the church.
Usually, I don't think you do. Like, if you go there, maybe you don't. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're a member, I don't think you have to. If you're not a member, they might charge you something.
It's been a really long time since I've, like, gone to a wedding where they actually got married in a church. Not a lot of people are doing that anymore, I don't think. They, like, do it, like, at a venue, and they do, like, the ceremony and reception, like, there in the same spot. Like, the last wedding I went to that was, like, at a church was, like...
Well, shoot, yeah, I guess. Because
like, it used to be, like, yeah, you go to the church, and then you drive somewhere for the reception, but that's just kind of, like, it's not efficient anymore, so...
Yeah. It's just more expensive.
Yeah. And people like to get married outside now.
Yeah, I don't know. I can think of 2 weddings in like the last 10 years that I've been to that were in a church. One of them, the wedding and the reception was at the church.
Oh.
The other one, the reception was not at the church. It was at a restaurant. Or like a, it was a like a yacht club or something.
Yeah. I think it's just, yeah, it's more common now to not do it at church because there's usually like pre-drinks and stuff going on.
I mean, was that not a thing before?
But oh, maybe not.
I don't know.
But it was a fine wedding. Food was good. The area was cool. The only complaints I would say I would have was the very out of tune string quartet.
Really?
And then they played Paco Bell's "Cannon" as the bride walked down the aisle. So other than those 2 things, that was really it. Everything else was pretty fantastic.
What was wrong with them?
What was wrong with what?
The string quartet.
They're out of tune.
But all of them?
Yeah, like all of them.
Oh. That sucks.
Yeah, oh, maybe not all of them, but like they weren't in tune with each other, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's weird.
Yeah.
The fucking, like, you spending that much money on a wedding, they probably got paid a lot, too.
Yeah.
They can't get their shit
right.
They
were really sharp.
Yikes.
And I just remember, like, they were playing, and I was up standing up there. I was a groomsman in this thing, so I was, like, standing up there, and I was, like, locking eyes with some of my friends that are also, like, music people, and we were just looking at each other, like, giggling and being like, but I don't think Kevin had any idea. He was preoccupied with, like, getting married, so.
Stupid.
So, yeah. And then you were putting out fires or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Dude, I just went to Houston to visit my family, and my family is a fucking mess. I would have never guessed that, like, they would have so much shit going on. Their lives are actually pretty interesting now, which they never were when I was growing up. But I don't really want to go into all the details, but it was an interesting trip, to say the least. My mom almost set the house on fire because she burned microwave macaroni and cheese.
Just gotta make sure your women can cook. I mean,
yeah. Well, she put it in the microwave.
It was an accident.
Instead of 3 minutes, she put it in for 30 minutes, and then just went about her business. And then, you know, we almost died, but it was fine.
Yeah, I think that was it. And then we got stranded on the highway.
Yeah, that was my bad. I hit a pothole.
I saw it today again.
You did? Was it really big?
It's huge.
Really? I want to see it.
It's like, it looks like a freaking crater.
It was like 3 a.m., and so it was really dark.
Yeah.
And I just didn't...
And I didn't see it until, like, the headlights, like, were right up on it. It was like the iceberg of the Titanic. Like, you didn't see it until it was too late. So even if I would have said anything, it would just cause him more to panic, and he probably would have crashed.
Yeah, and so. I mean, I might have seen it, if not for the fact that I didn't... So... He drove most of the way, and then he was about to, like, fall asleep and make us crash. So I was like, I'll finish. But also, like, it was the middle of the night, and I was really tired. So I was, like, having to concentrate. But I couldn't really see out the mirrors, and I didn't want to adjust them because I hate when people adjust things in my car because I can never get it back to how I had it before. So I don't like to do that in other people's cars. But, like, I literally could not look. Like, I had to, like, duck down to look out the mirrors and, like, I couldn't look at the road and the mirrors, so I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't, like, changing lanes into somebody. And so while I'm looking at the mirrors, like, as soon as I look back, I fucking, like, go into this enormous pothole, apparently.
Yeah, it was pretty
big.
And
then the tire just, like, blew out.
It was, like, really, like, it looks like a freaking crater, and it was, like, really deep, too.
I don't understand, like,
and it was, like, levels deep, like, it looked like stairs going into, like, this pit, and then it came back up, so it was just, like, a dip in the road.
Okay, well, I don't feel that bad, then.
But I saw, like, I mean, I know it's like in the lane. It's in the lane I'm never in, which is probably why I never even figured it was there. Because I'm always, like, in the far right lane. It's, like, in the center lane.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I never in that lane. And so, like, I was, like, looking forward. I was driving there today, and I saw it. And I saw, like, all these cars just, like, smashing into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I was like, oh, it's going to suck for them.
You should at least, I mean... It was daylight, though, right?
Like when I went today, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, but there's also, like, shit a little more traffic.
That's true. Like, can't really escape that much.
Yeah.
Well, oh, well.
But, yeah, it, like, completely blew the tire, like,
off the rim. Well, it also wouldn't have been as bad if you hadn't tried to drive on it afterwards.
Yeah. Well, at first, it just looked like...
We should not have gone on the highway with it.
I mean, that was the only way to get home, but...
But we should have just done... Had someone come out and help us change it, like we
like
ended
there,
up having
I guess.
To do.
Yeah. But it was fun. The road assistance guy came out and just we tried changing it like ourselves, which we know how to do it. But like I was like I could barely like coherently do anything at
like
this
that.
Point.
But the and that was
and
like
my
a
jack is like
flat tire. Yeah. Like you had to jack the car up so high in order to be able to get
yeah,
it off.
Yeah, it wasn't like a normal like because it was weird. And then my jack is like crap, and I couldn't like it's like a hand crank, and it's just like.
That's how mine is. That's how they all are.
But this, we weren't like even on level like ground. It was just a pain. Like I said, I was like, I had to shit so bad, and I could barely like comprehend anything because I was so just like tired.
Yeah, it was like 4 a.m. by this point.
And then so the guy came out and just did it like within like 30 seconds.
It was crazy. I was in awe.
Yeah, because he had like a drill and everything. Yeah. So like, and the last time I tried to put like my donut on myself, like I got it jacked up perfectly fine. That wasn't an issue. But like. Since I go do get my tire stuff done like professionally, like those things are really on there. Like it's, I can't really get. And the little bar I have is you don't get enough leverage to actually like loosen up those bolts. You have to have like one of those big stick ones where you can like put your whole body weight on it. But it got fixed, and I went and bought two brand new tires today, and the rim was fine. The back one, still broke, but the one we actually hit, he said nothing was wrong with that rim. It's a little scratch on the edges, but that's fine.
One problem at a time.
Yeah. Anyways, that was the weekend festivities.
Yeah.
Fun times.
I was supposed to start a new job today, but then I decided not to because I didn't want to go in on my first day of work like a zombie. Which ended up being a good call because
I
thought we were going to be back by like 11 or 12 at the absolute latest. So I was like, I might be a little bit tired, but it'll be fine. But then we weren't going to be back until like 3 at the earliest. And I was like, well, shit, like, I don't know now. So I just like went ahead and like played it safe and was like, I'm just going to wait. And then, of course, we ended up getting back even later. So... Fuck, dude, if I had tried to go to work today, I woke up at fucking 10:30 in the morning, and I still was like, oh my god, I'm so tired.
I think you could have done it, but...
If I absolutely had to, I would have, and I probably would have been okay, but I don't know. I don't want to show up on my first day and like be like all slow and draggy and stuff.
Yeah, save that shit like, for the second day.
Yeah, exactly. At least have a good first day.
Oh yeah, so that's what all happened. Anyways, yeah, we're going to get into the rest of the show. Our dumbass of the week this week is here, Kitty Kitty Lady.
Yeah, so this lady, apparently, I don't know, she's just dumb.
I think I saw this story too, but like I didn't actually read it. I just
it's
saw
from
like
March 10th. So that was last week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, holy shit. This is like a week old story.
I might even saved it and I just didn't
remember. Sorry, guys. But yeah, this lady in a zoo, the Wildlife World Zoo in Litchfield Park, Arizona. She decided she was going to be cute and...
I did save it.
That's
totally
funny.
Forgot.
She decided that she was going to want to take a selfie with the jaguar. So, you know how they put like those barriers up in the zoo that like is supposed to separate you from the animals?
Yeah.
She decided that, I guess, like that wasn't meant for her. So, she just decided to hop over real quick and snap a selfie with the jaguar and then hop right back over. But, except, so she hopped over, and then the jaguar decided, like, oh, this must be food, and, like, attacked her. And she didn't even, like, it was just her arm that was hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even a big deal.
I don't think, like, the jaguar was like, oh, this must be food. It probably took it, like, it's, like, being attacked.
Yeah. Because it's, like, it knows that you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
In the cage with it.
I mean, for to all its thing, you're just another thing coming into like its area, and so he's gonna like, it's obviously gonna fight back or like attack you.
Yeah.
And I think like bit her arm or something.
Yeah, like it wasn't like that big of a deal. It's just like why would you think that that's okay?
Yeah, did she like sue them or something?
I don't think so. She can't sue.
Yeah,
it's her fault.
It's her fault.
Well, then people were threatening to, because when that happens, a lot of times they end up having to put the animal down. But they said that they're not going to.
Because it's not the animal's fault.
Yeah. And people were coming out and saying that if they did put the animal down, that they were going to boycott the zoo. And the zoo was like, we're not putting the animal down because it's not the animal's fault.
Yeah. So she's dumbest of the week for obvious reasons. She, don't do that. Those are there for a reason. And these are like wild animals. Well, I guess they're not wild animals anymore, but they're still animals. It's a jaguar. Like, it's programmed to, like, attack and... When you like piss it off or come into its area, it's not like it has anything personal against you. You done something wrong.
So, the spokesperson for the zoo, that particular zoo, wants everyone to be aware that the barriers are there for a reason and that you should not cross them. Because
there's signs now. No taking selfies with animals.
Yeah.
No jumping barriers or taking selfies with animals.
Like, I don't understand just, like, what goes through somebody's head that makes them think that that's, like, something they should do.
I saw this picture. It was, like, at a store, and it had, like, the Kraft singles cheeses, and underneath, like, in between the price tags, it had a sign. It was, like, not for throwing at your babies.
Did I?
So that's, don't be like the dumb kitty kitty lady. Stay on your side of the barriers. Go to the zoo. Enjoy the animals. But from afar, that's what it's for. So, lady, you're dumb.
Dumb.
Case closed. Twitter shouts. We got 3 Twitter shouties this week. We got Ashley Hughes Preston.
Yeah.
Grim Horror.
What's up?
And Chris Jackson.
Well, what?
Yeah. Thanks for tweeting out hidden words and answering questions. I think all three of y'all did that, as well as did the other usual things that you do to get on Twitter shouts. So, Naked Man to all three of you. Thank you very much.
Naked Man.
And as part of that they answered questions. I guess he did a question last week. And it was like, who would win?
Last week we were talking about Iron Man and versus Batman, because they're both like play similar roles in their respective comic book universes.
Yeah, they're both rich white guys with no superpowers and just cool toys.
Yeah.
So we were like, who would win? And looks like, I mean, it wasn't a poll, but just the people who answered. Yeah. The consensus was Iron Man.
Which, whatever. I'm not going to argue about it. It's possible.
I'm
biased, like, and I prefer Batman, so I want Batman to win everything.
Just going off of, like, kind of just common physics, it would make sense just because Iron Man is, like, in a pretty much indestructible suit, and Batman has Alfred. Okay, he has an old racist. Okay, cool.
Like, Alfred is not racist.
He has Alfred, cool. I mean, because even if Batman, like, ran him over with his Batmobile at full speed, I mean, Iron Man would be fine.
I guess.
And Iron Man can fly.
Batman can fly.
He can't. He can glide.
He just has to have AIDS.
He can glide, but he can't fly. Iron Man can fly, and he shoots, like, pulse balls out of his hands and, like, energy plasmoid things, and has, like, lasers and, like, missiles that fire out of his shoulders.
Okay, fine.
Could get a few things in there, like tie him up, wrap him up, but the strength of Iron Man's suit is just more far superior to Batman's like latex condom thing he wears. So
okay, fine, but Batman is still better.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We just literally went over why he's not.
But that's just my opinion. It is. Batman is better.
Okay. So that was the consensus. Iron Man wins in just fights. Movie ratings.
What?
Comic book sales. Basically everything.
No, Batman still wins.
I guess the other question you can ask, though, is, like, who's smarter, though, Bruce Wayne or Tony Stark?
Definitely Bruce Wayne.
Which I still think Tony Stark.
Bruce Wayne, for sure.
I don't think so, though.
Yeah, because he's Batman.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does. That's the only thing that matters to me.
Like, because he's Batman. Like, is it? I'm talking about, like, an objective thing, like...
Okay, well, I'm not being objective.
Like,
I'm
Iron Man's subjective. Obviously smarter. He's, like,
not a scientist. Obviously!
He's a scientist!
Okay, well, who's better with their money?
I'm pretty sure Tony Stark has more.
You just hate me, and you hate Batman, and you just want to destroy everything.
These are just, like, facts.
Well, not facts, they're opinions.
I mean, let's see what Google says.
Also, these are not real people, once again. So, like, you can make one win over the other one.
I just want to see if there's actually a thing out there, though, now, because I'm curious. Is Tony Stark richer than Batman? Tony Stark net worth $12.4 billion. Five richest superheroes. There we go.
Wait, who's the first?
It's
counting down.
Five is Emma Frost.
Wait, who's that?
Net worth $1 to $3 billion. She's from the X-Men comic book, X-Men world. She turns into, like hard diamonds and stuff.
Oh.
And it's pretty, like, indestructible. So
what movie is that from?
I think it's from the first one with the... Or it's the one where they were, like, first had the school and they were learning how to do stuff.
First class?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Oh. So Emma Frost is five with a $1 to $3 billion of worth. Four is Charles Xavier, net worth $3.5 billion.
Weird.
Three is Bruce Wayne, net worth of $9.2 billion.
Yeah, but are they actually counting it correctly?
Considering Bruce Wayne's
What website is this? I don't even know.
I don't know. Just went to the first one that popped up. Money.
Money? I never heard of it.
Considering that Bruce Wayne's superpower is essentially being rich enough to afford gadgets and karate training. Yeah, Forbes estimates Wayne's worth at $9.2 billion. And this is company, Wayne Enterprises, having an annual revenue of $31.3 billion.
That's a lot.
But that's his company. That's, I guess, him. He's that much. Tony Stark's not even number one. He's number two of $12.4 billion. Narrowly edges out Wayne in the battle of billionaire playboys.
Okay, but that means that... So, Wayne Enterprises is more successful than Stark Industries.
The company, yeah.
Yeah.
Chalk it up to Wayne's legendary philanthropy. Okay, number two is... makes sense, I guess. 90.7 trillion.
Trillion? Oh.
That makes sense, because he's like a king.
Okay, well, that's...
So, Black Panther is the richest superhero.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Fine.
But, oh well. But hey, Wayne Enterprises produces more income, I guess.
Yeah. Which is like what I said, Batman is better.
Yeah, but he doesn't actually do anything for Wayne Enterprises.
I mean, it's his company.
Yeah. I don't think he actually works there, though.
Sure he does.
He just kind of shows up.
What do you think he does all day?
What's his name runs it? The black guy. Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
I forget what it was
in the movies. Hobbs or something? I don't know. God? Wasn't it Frost or... like Mr. Frost?
No. Mr. Freeze is a villain.
It was something like that. It was something with an F. Fox. It was Fox.
Lucius Fox.
Lucius Fox, yeah. Which was like his black Alfred.
Yeah.
Even though he already had a white one.
Well, you gotta have a full set
of Alfreds. It was like his black Alfred.
Yeah.
Okay, so that ends that portion.
Yeah, let's move on from
that. That is fictional, like, compares. Okay.
What's so funny? Like, sorry, I just have to say one thing. That I find it so funny that people have, like, intense debates and, like, get into fights about which comic book character would beat another one in a fight. And they like lie. Friendships are ruined over these arguments and fights and whatever. And it's like they're not even real people.
Yeah, but they're just more interesting to talk like about. They can than, be like, written, actual things.
They can be written to do whatever the author wants them to do.
But they weren't.
But they can. They can be changed if they want to. Anyway,
Aunt Becky is a criminal.
Yes, she is. All right, moving on.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Aunt Becky, that whore from Full House, is going to jail.
She wasn't a whore though. She was a nice lady.
Obviously.
And she only had eyes for Uncle Jesse.
And cheating.
Yeah.
So this is like a newer... I guess it's going on for like a week, or the investigation's been going on for the past week.
Well, the story just broke, I think, like on Tuesday.
Yeah.
About this big scandal that... This college admissions scandal that like 40 parents got busted in. Where they like cheat their kids into college... By, like, all sorts of different ways. They get them to where they get fake disabilities. Their kids get diagnosed, not with, like, their real disabilities, but, like, the kids don't actually have them.
Yeah, they're just diagnosed, but they're not real.
Right.
They don't actually have the condition.
Like, mental disabilities so that they can get a private SAT exam.
Yeah.
Or it's just, like, the one, like, the proctor?
Yeah.
That gives the exam. And the one student. And then the proctor has been paid off to give them the answers. So that they can get higher SAT scores. And then there's also...
Cash bribery and...
And there was something else,
something
too,
like a company that does things or something?
Well, they all go through this company, apparently, okay. That, like, does this for them. But Aunt Becky's involvement was that... Also known as Lori Loughlin, which is her real name.
Yeah.
She paid $500,000 for her daughter to be recruited to the... crew team at USC, which talk about a white fucking
crew.
Like the ultimate white sport for the ultimate white collar crime.
Which I don't know which one's worse, like crew or like water polo.
I feel like crew is worse. I don't know.
I feel like crew is just like, yeah, it's just like a rich white kid sport. But water polo is like,
I mean, who like
water polo is like rich white slave owners. I don't know.
Do they have crew teams like at high school?
Maybe up in, I don't know. I think it's only a college thing. They might have them like at prep schools and stuff like that, and things like that, like private schools. But like it's that's a northern thing. Like you know, I mean, no colleges in the South have crew teams.
I just want to know like
if we're on boats, we're drinking and having like doing weed or something else.
Yeah, or like fishing.
Yeah.
I just want to know like how. Colleges recruit for a crew team because I've never heard of there being a crew team in like high schools or anything like that.
Yeah, maybe not down here. I mean, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to what goes on in the North when it comes to high school sports. Well,
California is not the North.
Yeah. Well, that's all. Yeah, it's not the North, but it's like California.
It's also a rich people school.
I think it's mainly around like states that have like big fancy like Ivy League and like prep schools, things like that.
Yeah, probably.
But I guess they recruit them from, maybe not just from the high school, but like maybe like they recruit people who aren't necessarily like going out to do like the sports they played in high school, but they're like in shape and they have good like skills of moving their arms back and forth. I don't
know. But anyway, so Lori Loughlin and her husband paid $500,000 for the coach of the crew team at USC to recruit their daughter to the crew team. Not to play or play crew.
Not to actually do it.
But just so that she would be able to get into the school.
So she wasn't actually going to be on the team.
Right. That was just how she was going to get in.
Yeah.
Through the crew team. But there was... So her husband is Massimo, like the clothing brand.
Okay.
You know, that's her husband. He is Massimo. His clothing brand brings in like $80 million a year or something like that. Profits. Crazy. I think I have even bought some of his clothes before. They sell them like at Target.
Uh-huh.
But...
So, crew team, it's mainly like... this says it's a... It's not like a public school funded school thing, so it's only going to be at private school things.
Okay.
Or if a public school has a crew team, it's like a club sports where you have to like pay dues to be like on the team and stuff. Okay. Because it's not sponsored by like the actual like UIL or anything like that. Yeah. So they do, I guess. You know, they do have them. So it's mainly like at private schools or club sports, things like that. So yeah, he went to jail and so did she.
Yeah. Well, he got arrested. And then, but she was in Canada filming the latest installment of the Garage Sale Mystery movie series for the Hallmark Channel. So she flew back the next day and surrendered to police and went to jail and got out on $1 million bond. And so the judge made a special, because the rest of them, there was also the actress Felicity Huffman, who was on Desperate Housewives.
Arrested like at gunpoint.
Yeah, they raided her house and like pulled guns on her. That's ridiculous. She's also married to William H. Macy, but he hasn't been named in any of this, so he must have just been like oblivious.
He's been off doing Shameless, and he probably just didn't realize what was going on. This was probably going all on. He didn't have no idea.
I guess, but so that them and then the this movie. It's a newer movie distributor, the STX Films. Somebody on their board was also involved in this. And everybody else is just like, I guess no one anyone's ever heard of.
So did all these kids get rejected from these schools then?
Well, I don't know. Lori Loughlin's daughter dropped out because she was embarrassed. But so Lori Loughlin went before the judge before she was released. And her lawyer begged the judge to give her special treatment. And because everyone else got their passports and stuff taken away, like they're not allowed to leave the country.
Yeah.
But because Lori Loughlin was needed back on set of the Garage Sale Mysteries in Canada, she got special permission from the judge to where she didn't have to turn in her passport.
Oh, okay.
She could still go. But then she ended up, the Garage Sale Mysteries movies got canceled. So, no, she didn't have to go back after all.
She got fired.
So they're like wiping her from every... So she does these... I've never even heard of these movies, but apparently there's 15 of them.
Oh, wow.
And my mom says they're really good. I don't know. My mom never used to be that big into the Hallmark Channel, and now in the last couple years, it's like, I don't know. That's all she watches. But so, they got rid of those movies. She's also on a regular series on the Hallmark Channel called When Calls the Heart. And not only did she get fired from that show, but they just started the newest season. They've aired like 2 episodes. They're putting it on hold while they edit the episodes. They've already filmed the whole season. They have to go through the rest of the season and edit the entire show to remove her character from all the episodes. And she's like a main character. So, like, I don't know.
I guess she's not going to be on Fuller House anymore either.
No, and I guess... I don't think Netflix has officially come out and said, but I've read that a source close to Netflix is saying that she will not be appearing on Fuller House anymore. So, it's a good thing she's made a lot of money and her husband's made a lot of money. They're going to have to live on that.
They're going to need it. Oh, man. So that's, Aunt Becky is a criminal and his life is pretty much over.
I just don't, like, we've talked about this. Like, okay, yes, this was illegal and something that you should not do. But it's not like she killed anybody. She didn't molest anybody. She didn't wear a MAGA hat. She didn't do anything, like, I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like,
still felony.
Yes, but people do that shit all the time. Fucking Jussie Smollett is still... He's not in any new episodes of Empire, but he's still in the episodes that he already filmed. And he got indicted on 16 felony charges.
Yeah, but that's still... I guess his still case is still going.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's being way overblown.
Yeah, all she did was try to get her kid into college. So she cheated. Her kid didn't deserve to be there, but... Oh, well.
Like, this is seriously the most soccer mom crime you could ever commit. Like, even fucking Martha Stewart, she went to prison. Well, prison.
Yeah. It was a private, like...
I would totally live in that prison. They had fucking, like, tennis and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
That was, like, a country club prison. She even, like, she went to prison for insider trading, and then she got back out, and then she went right back on TV and had, like, her own TV show and stuff. Like, I don't... It just seems dumb to me that, like...
It is
done
that they're making
erased from everything.
It is done that they're making like this big of a deal about it. Like, it's so stupid. Like, okay, go to like pay a fine. Your kid can't go to school there now. They have to like actually take the SATs and try to get back into college.
Yeah,
and everything that kid did so far in college is now wiped from memory. So it's
well, and apparently her daughter is a YouTuber, like a very successful YouTuber. YouTuber. And she has, like, lots of endorsements and stuff, and she's lost all her endorsements. Which doesn't make sense to me, because she didn't even do anything wrong.
Yeah, I wonder if she knew this was happening, and just went along with it.
I mean, maybe she did, but even if she did, she didn't actually do it.
It doesn't matter, it's conspiracy, and it's...
But, like, that would be so embarrassing. Like, yeah. If you're the kid, and, like, the whole world knows that you couldn't get into college on your own merits.
Yeah.
So your mom had to pay $500,000...
To go to USC.
To get you into USC. It's not even Harvard. Yeah. Or like Yale or something.
Well, their lives are over. She can go to ACC or something.
ACC?
She can get an associate's degree. So that's what's going on with there. Y'all can follow the story. You know, Google it. It's all over the place. Follow up with it if you haven't already looked into this. But yeah, it's pretty funny.
There's lots of funny memes about Aunt Becky in jail.
Yeah. Next, we're going to talk about this recent thing that came out that I forget where it was. They're wanting to lower the voting age to 16.
Yeah, this is a thing that the Democrats are pushing now. And
just in case the minorities wise up and vote against them, they want younger kids now.
Well, that's the whole thing, is that it's because statistically, younger people are more likely to vote Democrat and support their policies than Republicans or whatever else. So obviously they want them to vote because they're going to add to their numbers. If younger people tended to vote for Republicans,
they would be like, no,
they would not. This wouldn't even be a thing. So like, it just seems like a stupid. Nancy Pelosi was on TV the other day talking about how young people are more than ever. They're excited to participate in the political process and they're excited about like fighting for their ideas or whatever. And so they should be able to participate more and have their voice heard and whatever, and she just needs to...
Go away.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Have you seen 16-year-olds these days? You think they're fucking at all...
They're eating Tide Pods!
...capable of voting?
Like, what the fuck?
Like, 18-year-olds, I think the voting age needs to be raised to, like, 21 or 25, maybe.
So, it used to be, back in the olden days, that you were not allowed to vote unless you owned property.
That was like way back in the older days.
Yeah, like back when voting first started.
Yeah. That's back when like the Democrats or the Republicans.
Yeah. And yeah, back when it was like, it wasn't even Republicans. It was like the Democrats and the Whig Party.
The Whig Party, yeah.
I don't remember if it was the Democrats and the Whigs or the Republicans and the Whigs.
No, because the Whigs replaced the Whigs, right? Yeah, well, yeah, because Abraham Lincoln created like the Republican Party as it like is... Not today, but as it was supposed to be, like...
Okay.
Because, like, the Republicans were used to be, like, black, newly released slaves and things like that. Those were Republicans. Smaller, like, they were fighting for, like, smaller government freedoms and that. And the Democrats, yeah. It's, like, switched, but whatever. The Whigs were, like, the high elitist people. They called them that because, like, they used to wear those, like, wigs and
yeah,
stuff.
Those ridiculous yeah. white George Washington
yeah.
wigs.
But, yeah, like, yeah, you have to be able to vote. You have to own. You have to be, well, first of all, male, and you yeah. have to own property, and that was, like, your ticket to voting.
I don't even think that... I think the only stipulation was actually that you had to own property, because at that time, you couldn't own property unless you were a white male.
Yeah.
No one else was allowed to own property. So, by default, those were the only people that could vote.
Yeah.
But
there was, like, white people who didn't own property, so they weren't allowed to vote.
I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because you had to own property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't think I would go that... I definitely would not go that extreme. I wouldn't be able to vote, and really, my vote doesn't matter. But I guess property would be like you have to own a home or something, right?
Well, it meant like yeah, it means property, like you had land,
okay,
and you, like things like that, like yeah.
Because like I don't actually own a car. I did own a car, and now I don't own a car anymore. Someone else owns my car, but
You still own it. You're just...
I mean,
it's like when people like buy a house, they're homeowners.
Technically, they're not. So the bank owns their house. If you have to pay someone for your house, or else it will get taken away from you, you don't own it.
I guess. So, okay.
That's just how words work.
So why do they call them homeowners then?
Because they're dumb and they just want to feel better about themselves.
Okay.
How does it... You can't own something that can be taken away from you.
Sure you can.
Like what?
Plenty of people who still own their homes get their homes taken away from them.
How?
Not paying taxes on it. Property taxes. You don't own your property ever. In that case, then, because you're always paying property taxes.
Owning a home is not the same thing as owning your property.
So that, well, I'm just saying, they can still take your home away from you, though.
Because
not paying your taxes.
Yeah, because it's on the property that you don't own. If you own the land, they can't take it from you, right?
Well, yeah, but you still have to pay property on the land. Even if you own the land, you still have to pay property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't pay them, they can take away your land.
Okay, yeah, that's just stupid. But anyway, I feel 18-year-olds are too dumb to vote, probably.
Yeah, let alone 16-year-olds.
I really feel like, I don't know why, but 25, I feel like, would be a good age for everything. Because you're more mature, you've experienced the world, you know better how things work.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. We're over that anyway, so...
Yeah. We're fucking old now, so it's okay. But...
Yeah, 16 is ridiculous. That's just stupid.
Yeah, that... no.
If you lower the age, the voting age to 16, then they also have to sign up for Selective Service and then be called to war.
They probably wouldn't do that, though.
But, I mean, if they're able to vote, they need to sign up.
You know
up.
What's so dumb?
They need to sign up is for that Selective Service.
That people are pushing for women to be forced to sign up for the Selective Service.
Yeah, they should be. They should always have been.
Why?
Why do the males have to?
Because originally, men were the only ones that...
Yeah, well, girls want to be in combat, so fucking sign up for the Selective Service.
Well, because originally, like, girls couldn't be drafted. Only men could be drafted.
Yeah.
But I don't think that should be... like,
I don't think the Selective Service should be a thing anyways.
I don't think it should be either.
Like, it's just like, if there needs to be, like, a draft, then you can... I don't know how it works. I don't know. I mean, I think everyone, once you're 18, should, regardless if you're a guy or woman,
like,
you need to sign up for Selective Service.
But
just because you're on Selective Service doesn't mean you got to go to combat. I mean, you could get drafted to go be a fucking support person. I mean, it's just as important as like people like pulling the trigger.
I don't think girls should be like required to, like, say there is a draft. Should girls be forced to like be drafted?
Yeah,
I don't think
they want
so.
Equality. Why should guys be forced to go?
I don't know, because we're better. Just kidding.
They should definitely go, too.
I don't know. That's what, like, there's some cases that, like, I'm all for equality for most things, but then there's some things I'm like, it doesn't really make sense.
I mean, there's a lot of support jobs that they can do.
I guess, but there's only so many. What if they run out of support jobs?
There's cannot run out of support jobs. There's more support jobs than there are, like, combat jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, there's only infantrymen, really, is the only, like, combat thing, like, combat engineer, I guess, and medics, combat medics. People who are actually there, like, on the ground.
It's
everything
really
else is support.
Me. Like, I had a friend who... Yeah, I don't even know when the last time I saw him was. A long time ago. But he went into the Navy as, like, a computer person. I forget what his title was. But he was stationed in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was work on computers.
Yeah.
But he'd be like, oh, yeah, I serve in the military, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, dude. You didn't, like, go out and fight a war. You, like...
This
went to Hawaii
job.
And played on computers.
It's a support job.
But it's not the same. It shouldn't be like credited the same way.
I mean, he can still say he served in the military, because he did. He did his job
that he signed up for. But, like...
He just didn't, like, serve, like, in combat. There's different things.
Yeah, but it's like...
It's like the people who, like, were in the military, but they never, like, deployed or anything, and they're like, you know, like, oh, I'm a veteran. I'm like, but are you? Like...
That's not it, like... Like... It just annoyed me, because it was like he wanted people to think that he, like, actually fought in a war.
Well, that's
like,
that would be different.
You fought
yeah.
a war against, like, solitaire. Not, like, a war, like, on the ground, like, with bad guys.
Yeah. I mean, he may have participated in the war, like, from his job, but he didn't, like, actually fight.
And in Hawaii. Like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
You had the most lush position like you could have.
It's like those guys who fly like the drones and stuff. They're flying that shit from like the United States, but they're like killing more people than any soldier.
Like, yeah, but like they're actually like that's really cool.
Yeah, but I mean they're like in no immediate danger.
No, but they're like they're playing, doing something really important. If their plane
gets shot down, their just camera turns to like white snow on their screen, and they just get another one.
They're the ones that are like they're still like taking people out and shit.
Yeah, they are helping, but. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. So that's what's going on with lower... I don't think that will actually pass. It has no chance, I don't think, but it'd be really stupid.
Well, just to throw something else out that is being pushed right now that seems dumb. Washington State, the state senate has now passed a bill saying that you cannot be on the ballot for president if you haven't released at least 5 years worth of your tax returns. So, which at this point would prevent Trump from being on the ballot in the state of Washington in 2020, but it's still, like, I don't think it's actually going to end up, like, the federal courts are going to overturn it, probably.
Yeah.
But it just...
even if the people, like, who live in Washington want to vote for Trump, they'll just write him in.
Yeah, he just won't be listed on the ballot. It's so annoying to me that people who are pushing this, they're like, it's not specifically targeting Trump. It applies to anyone that runs for president. It's like, okay, but do you really use your brain? Do you think that if they liked Trump, that this would be a thing? Anyone would care? No.
Like, he's the only one who refused. It's only being
pushed now.
He's the only president who refused to release his tax returns. Like, who the hell is it targeting?
Right. Like, is that shady as fuck? Yeah. But, like, do I care? No. What you may or may not have done with your taxes, in my opinion... has no bearing on what kind of president you will be. Yeah. I think there was a thing with Mitt Romney, too, where he, like, took a long time to release his tax returns or something.
Yeah.
And I always hated Mitt Romney, so I would never have voted for him, but...
And then people are just like, oh, well, he's like, we should know if he, like, cheated on his taxes. And I'm like, the dude is, like, a freaking bazillion...
Anyone that has any significant amount of money...
Cheats on their taxes.
Well, not even cheating, but, like, take advantage of the loopholes.
Yeah. Like, no shit, he has shady tax records. You don't get to become a billionaire with, like, clean slate of tax stuff.
Every fucking... Even, like, people with just, like, a regular amount of money. You don't think that they're, like, declaring every little deduction that they can?
Yeah. All you fucking teachers, like...
You buy some erasers for your classroom, and you're like, oh...
You're like, oh, that's $5 I get to a deduction. Like, you're using the loopholes, too. It's just way, way on a smaller scale. Like...
Or, like, my favorite one would be, like, people who have to drive a lot for their work. If you try to tell me that a single person is listing their exact mileage that they've driven for work on their deductions...
Yeah.
I'm just going to punch you in the face because you're retarded.
Yeah, the only person...
Nobody does that.
I would say the only people who might get close to that is, like, truckers. And that's because they have, like, a literal log that they have to write everything down.
Yeah, but most people... And, like, it's not even... I'm not even saying that people are lying, but...
They're guesstimating.
It's, right. Like, nobody has an exact amount of miles that they drove.
Yeah, it was like me with, like, my student loans or whatever. Like, you know, you can, like, deduct your interest that you paid. Like, they always take forever to get that piece of mail to me.
Uh-huh.
Like, what
so
I do.
You just guesstimate.
Yeah, if I guesstimate. I just guesstimate or go off what I've previously done. And it's usually within, like, $20-$30. Yeah. I think this year, past year, I was like, okay, I claimed that I paid, like, $30 higher than I actually did. But that was because I was just kind of guesstimating.
And nobody cares.
And like all right, that's not a big fucking come at me, government, for $30. I'll fucking write you a check. Like,
yeah. Nobody.
So, yeah, y'all are just full of shit.
People who complain about other people using loopholes on their taxes are just people that don't have enough money to qualify for any loopholes.
There you go. Well, as we get to a close here, we have nothing new to report as far as movies go. We're out of town, so we didn't really watch anything. Plus, there's really nothing to watch right now. So,
there's lots of stuff I want to watch, but I like to watch movies, and most things at least appeal to me in some way. Not everything. Not that fucking 5 feet apart movie.
Yeah, so like
I was looking at the movies.
I was looking at the movies, and I was like, "There's literally nothing that I
do want to see that
watch." Like
the Captive State.
Like, I don't care about Wonder Park. I don't care about Nancy Drew, 5 feet apart.
But Nancy Drew.
Yeah, Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care about that. The only thing that's in there that looks that I kind of want to watch, but I'm kind of just gonna like I don't really care to watch it too much in the theater would be the How to Train Your Dragon movie. And that's just because I've seen the other two, and I have sequelitis, so that's really that. And I like the other two, though, too, so. That's a movie I will probably watch, but not, like, in the theaters. So I'll just watch it eventually later.
I wanted to take my nephew to see the Lego movie, too.
Yeah, everything else is not
time.
Anything. Yeah.
There's the Tim Tebow movie.
Yeah, see, like, that just...
I don't get that, like, you make it sound like you have to actually, like, go and pay for your movies. You don't. All you do is, like, go to the movie theater and watch it for free.
Yeah, but I could do that. I have to, like, go and do that. Or I can just, like, stay in my chair at home. Like, I'd rather do that. Like, so, yeah, nothing new to report here. But,
you know, what is have you seen anything on, like, Netflix or anything recently that you would recommend to people?
Am I watching anything new on Netflix? No. No, I haven't started anything new. Like, I'm just watching whatever shows I watch with, like, my girlfriend, and the only thing I'm watching, like, by myself on Netflix is, like, Darn Dixie. So nothing, like, there is a movie that I do want to watch.
Triple Frontier?
Is that the one with Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the one I want to watch. Maybe we'll watch that tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that next week. But apparently it's supposed to be pretty good. So
yeah, I haven't heard anything about it.
We'll see how that is, but it's like a Netflix original. But it has, like, big guys in it. It has, like, Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Charlie Hunnam.
Something Isaac. What's his?
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, big fucking dudes.
Star Wars, yeah.
So, apparently it's supposed to be pretty good. They're, like, ex-military guys that are taking shit into their own hands or something. That's what I haven't even seen a trailer. I've just seen, like, little, like, snippets on Facebook around, like, shit. So.
Yeah. I don't ever watch trailers for Netflix movies.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just don't.
So, yeah. But other than that, nothing else to report.
I really like all of the... I don't know. I'm, like, turning into a really old person that is really into, like, these true crime documentaries. Even, like, 2020 now. I watch 2020 every week. I've seen it, like, randomly here and there. But now I'm, like, super... Every week I'm excited for the new episode of 2020.
Wow.
Because... Well, but they're doing... Like, they used to just be, like, about the news. And, like, yeah. That was boring. But now they do, like, about, like, serial killers and stuff, which I find interesting. So now I get look forward to it. But there's one of the good ones that's on there is Abducted in Plain Sight is the most ridiculous people I've ever heard of in my life. They're so stupid. Like, they deserve to have their daughter kidnapped because they were just so dumb. And then there was the one about Charles Manson. Yeah. No. Ted Bundy. I think it's just called Bundy.
Yeah.
That was really good. It's really creepy to, like... Because they, like, play, like, recordings of him talking.
He just sounds like a normal dude.
But it's, like... I don't know. That's not as bad as the Charles Manson one. I think it was Charles Manson, where he just, like... He just sounds evil when he talks.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We're going to close out here. If you have any questions, concerns like that, you know how to reach us on Twitter. I'm at NateRobles1, NateRobles, the number one.
I'm at Dustin Forey, DustinForee. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Bedroom Drinking, like the Facebook page, Bedroom Drinking Podcast, and email us at bedroomdrinkingpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if y'all are new, we probably should have done this at the front, but if y'all are new listeners, we had a shit ton of listeners on our last week's episode. It hasn't even been out a whole week yet, and it's already like our most downloaded episode like in the past 2 years. So that's really cool. So if you're new, like, keep listening. We appreciate you. Also, we have a lot of new listeners in some place called Unknown. I guess you wouldn't really know if you're from Unknown.
Because yeah.
You don't know that you're unknown or whatever.
Maybe it's like CIA guys and they can't, like, disclose the...
I don't know. It's weird because, like, I look at, like, the map that, like, and then it, like, lists, like, the cities that, like, the listeners are in. And there's a bunch of listeners that it just says Unknown. And I'm just like, where are these people?
If you're one of the unknowns, yeah, thanks. Keep it coming. We like to end every episode with some kind of word of the day or phrase or something like that. You can tweet us this phrase or word, and we'll get you on Twitter shots for next week. Let's see. This week it's going to be...
Let's do Big House, Aunt Becky's spinoff.
Big House it is. So tweet us that phrase, Big House, and we'll get you on Twitter shots on the next episode. Thanks for listening. Have a good rest of your morning, evening, lunchtime. Whatever this got you through, workout, jerk off session, whatever. Thanks for listening to it.
Ew.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Can you imagine people jerking out to your voice?
I can imagine that very well. Vividly, actually. actually do a I actually do a separate podcast on the side of this, and I just like speak in a very soft voice for people, and I'm just like, there you go, now come.
Oh, iTunes must have rejected that one.
Yeah, and he could probably just edit that part out. So, anyway, Naked Man.